For the Telstra Swords, it's Lou and Matt on the board. Is 105.7 Triple M. It's 22-8. And that was the new one from Eskimo Joe, Say Something. And it's been 7 years since we've heard a new song from one of Perth's finest bands. And joining us is guitarist Stu McLeod. Stu, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Stu, this song, we absolutely love it, by the way. I'm guessing that you wrote it quite some time ago, but it is so relevant to what's going on in the world today. Fluke?
There's a bit of, you know, a bit of fluke, a bit of magic in the ether, who knows what to call it, but we started writing this one probably 18 months ago, and it was, I guess, spurred on by the protests around the world regarding climate change and just that realization that there really needed to be something large happening in order to change people's minds and to get people to actually listen to the facts and that sort of thing, and not just take the face value of corporations and, you know, people with other agendas. But anyway, as time went on and we refined the actual song, the world's gone through quite a few changes to do with raising that global awareness and empathy and respect for each other and the planet. So, yeah, it's taken on a much more of a global meaning, and really just that call to arms.
Treat
everyone and everything with respect.
So with a song like that, did the lyrics come first and then you put it to music, or did you just have a banging tune and then you just went, we can actually make this a little bit political rather than say about love or whatever?
Well, I think it's there's no set method for what comes first with Eskies. I think it's in this case it was a little bit of both, to be honest. There were some words, but then the music influenced the new words, which became, I guess, the central message for the song. So Cav generally likes to write, you know, a page of words a day in his book, and that generally becomes the, if not the song, it becomes the springboard that creates the song.
Now, Stu, we mentioned at the outset, it's been 7 years since Wastelands. What have you guys been doing in that 7 years?
A lot of different things, to be honest. Joel and Cav have been a lot more hands-on with direct with music. So Cav's done some solo work, solo album. He's been working on a bunch of new songs as well. Joel's been working as a producer and engineer and songwriter, collaborator. And I've been through a number of things, actually. I started an acoustic treatment business building recording studios. Then I started working as a general manager at a community radio station in Perth.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm managing a three-day music festival.
Yeah, right.
Fabulous.
Are you ready to jump back into the fray 100% and just go, you know, full on with Eskimo Joe now for almost like a big phase two of the band?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think getting back in the studio was a really refreshing experience for me. I know the other two have been, you know, living in a studio for the last 7 years, but for me it was it was like visiting an old friend again, you know?
Yeah.
It felt great.
Thank you so much, Stu, for taking the time to chat, and we're so pumped about the new song, Say Something. Thanks so much, Stu McLeod from Eskimo Joe.
Thanks for your support.